The following is an exclusive preview of Bret Hart Radio, debuting soon on Yahoo Sports Radio and Podcast Arena. Subscribe to the show now via iTunes.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and welcome to Bret Hart Radio. And this is going to be a great show today. We're going to talk with my sons Blade and Dallas, and of course the legendary Nick Houseman. You know, he's another big part of the show. So let's kick off with some of the things that are the first topics to come to mind after the big pay-per-view.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, of course, one of the big topics here before we get going is this is now Bret Hart Radio. And for all the great pro wrestling fans out there that love you, Bret, and they like listening to Blade and Dallas as well, your sons, everybody now is going to be able to go over to Podcast Arena, home of Yahoo Sports Radio. All they have to do right now is go over to iTunes, subscribe to Bret Hart Radio, and they're not only going to get the variation of Bret Hart's Sharpshooter Show or Sharpshooting with Bret the Hitman Hart, 140 to 45-minute show each week where you talk about the news, but they're also going to be able to get a second show, as they've been accustomed to getting you on Tuesdays. We're also coming out on Fridays now, going into the Hart Family Vault, as Bret is going to continue to review classic matches from his illustrious career. And we're hoping to bring on big guests and flush this thing out. I know Blade and Dallas, you guys have been itching to talk more sports other than professional wrestling. And I'm hoping you guys get to share with the world your thoughts, because you guys have a lot of friends in like football and hockey and stuff, right?
Yeah, we got a couple friends in some weird places, but the boys get a little tired of the wrestling sometimes, so it'd be nice to, especially with all the stuff going on with the hockey playoffs and the Raptors doing so crazy, we got a lot to get off our chests over
busy
here.
Busy time for sports right now, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Yahoo Sports Radio is such a great umbrella. You know, we're going to be talking a lot about pro wrestling, of course, but I'm interested to talk more about sports, and as kind of a transition here, you know, Bret, the big hockey story this past week was this HBK line, right? Shawn Michaels, a Texan like myself, where we don't play hockey outside of Dallas, was getting all the attention in this Pittsburgh Penguins game, the NHL playoffs. What are your thoughts about Shawn Michaels encroaching on your turf here, the hockey world?
Well, you know, hockey's a big world, and there's lots of room for, I'm glad that they just pay homage to somebody in the industry, you know, which is nice of them. I know that there's a lot of wrestlers are big hockey fans. You know, I know Jeff Jarrett's a big Predators fan. I know that Punk is a big Chicago fan, goes to the games, pretty much never misses a game. And, I'm a big hockey fan. And so I think the more the merrier. It's a big tent. You know, there's lots of teams. There's lots of the fact that they the HBK line, you know, actually singled Shawn Michaels out and contacted him. It was good to see, some of the old stars from yesterday get exposure and other things besides Raw and stuff like that. It was just nice. I was nice to see Sean support the team, you know. But there is an argument that it didn't do much good.
They didn't even really play the line.
They're kind of in trouble. You know, they're against the wall. And it'd be interesting to see if, Sidney Crosby, who I'm a big fan of, can turn things around and actually prove, dig deep. He's had some great moments and even had some good goals in this last series and all that. But he's going to need a big game tonight to keep the Penguins in it. And, if not Tampa, I have a lot of respect for Tampa just because the fact that, they're missing their star player and he's been out of action. And Stamkos is I'm not even sure if he'll make it for if they do win the cup, if they go into the final seven games. But either way, it's an interesting playoff. You know, even the other one with St. Louis and the Sharks is a good series because, even if you're not a Shark fan, it's nice to see them finally have their moment. And even if you're not a St. Louis Blues fan, it's been a long, long ride for them. They've never won the cup. You know, it's high time that all those fans and all those people in that city that support that team for all these years. And I remember wrestling in St. Louis all the time, and the hockey would be across the street to be sold out. And there's been, really dedicated fans for a long time that have never got to drink from the Silver Cup, So I have no problem. I'm a big Sharks fan, but I have no problem if St. Louis goes all the way. I think they've kind of, it'd be nice to see the West win it anyway. As for Crosby, he's got enough, Cups, and Tampa's got no fans. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Can't agree more.
Wow. I know. I'm a diehard Pittsburgh fan. So let's just make the calls right now. Who's winning the Stanley Cup? I'm obviously going 100% Pittsburgh all the way.
Sharks.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Sharks. My good friends, Joe Thornton and, Pavelski and, all that team. I'm friends with a lot of the coaches and the management. And, it's a team that's waited a long time, just about as long as St. Louis, to get to the big show.
Oh, well, you talk about a guy who's been waiting, or you talk about waiting to get to the big show, Brett. I know another big topic that dropped this past week that you wanted to talk about was Cody Rhodes deciding to ask for his release from the WWE. Obviously, he worked hard to get where he is, was a featured regular on the WWE TV product. He gave his reasons for leaving, basically stating that he just felt kind of, it sounds like, burned out having to deal with creative to not getting to where he wanted to be. What did you what do you think of Cody Rhodes' choice to leave the WWE?
I think it clearly was a case of being frustrated with the writers and the backstage. The people that call shots clearly seem to, inclined to not do much with him. I feel bad. I don't know all the circumstances of why he left, and I shouldn't pretend to. But, as far as I go, as a fan of the business, I think they lost a monumental superstar, a guy that was, I talked to a lot of young guys in wrestling, and they asked me about who do they watch or who do they study to become better wrestlers. And Cody Rhodes, he was a great worker. He threw great punches. He did great kicks. His stuff looked tight. His moves were tight. He didn't look choreographed. He was a good wrestler's wrestler. He was a guy that came from a family in wrestling, and he really understood being a wrestler, and his work showed, so much promise, so much talent, even maybe more so than Wade Barrett. I think they lost a really, really great wrestler that they never did anything with. That they, when they did, they gave him mostly cartoon storylines and sort of never utilized him as an actual wrestler. He's a guy that had so much potential. And like I say, when you want to know how to throw a punch and execute a punch, you look at Cody Rhodes. You look at just so many guys in the business today can't throw punches very good. There's just so much work that so many guys need that are being pushed all the time. And then you look at someone like Cody Rhodes, how they use him at WrestleMania this year, and you wonder why he's discouraged and throws in the towel. It's not hard. I mean, if I was him, you can only fight City Hall for so long. I think they broke his spirit, and it's a shame that they didn't throw him a few more crumbs and give him a bit more of a chance. And you look at what they did with Zack Ryder, and I've got no problem with Zack Ryder, but they put Zack Ryder over at WrestleMania in that ladder match, and it's like it didn't even mean anything. But it might have been just the kind of thing that if they'd helped Cody Rhodes and done a little bit with him, gave him just a little bit of a hope that's maybe something is down the road for him. Maybe if he'd won that match instead of doing a job or being nothing in the match, was, I don't blame him for being frustrated. I'm as a fan of his, I'm frustrated that they didn't do more with him, and I hope that maybe a little break from the business and a little time off, he'll get the respect he deserves, maybe somewhere else like Japan or somewhere else anyway. But a little time away from the business might be good for him, and he's got a lot of smarts and a lot of potential, and he'd go a lot of places without wrestling.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we're short on time here, Brett, but I've heard you talk in the past about, working with Vince to put together your matches and how you had control of, putting together the finishes, and he let you do the wrestling and he was the promoter. It sounds like with Cody, one of his big complaints is that the communication with the writing team had just completely broken down to the point that they were just flippantly pushing him off. And we've seen the issues that Wade Barrett had, and Ryback has been very outspoken. Does the WWE need to be putting more focus on the communication between the creative team and the wrestlers themselves?
Well, a lot of these writers, I'm not going to criticize anybody in particular, but a lot of these writers, in my opinion, they're not guys that understand wrestling. They're guys that were sort of wrestling fans, maybe growing up and watched wrestling a little bit, and they got an idea of what they think wrestling is, but they don't understand wrestling. I would say that they don't know, they don't have the perspective or the view looking back on the business and being able to look forward. They don't have the the sense that Cody Rhodes has. Cody Rhodes probably knows more than those guys could ever know, because just being around the business all his life and being a huge, a guy that's, second generation, third generation wrestler, but he's also a guy that, he's got super respect. But I mean, all the stuff he's seen and his idea of how to articulate a match, and you got these guys that, again, I'm not going to single out who these writers are or what. I just know I will just refer to them as they, or them. These writers. I've never met a writer that, they write stuff down and everything sounds the same. And I liked it better the old days when the wrestlers had a little bit more say in what their characters were saying and doing. Yeah. I just don't believe a guy could write down what Roddy Piper said. And even Steve Austin, what made Steve Austin great was what Steve Austin said, and he came up with his own way of saying things, and it made him special. And, there's a lot of gifted talkers that have come down the road in wrestling. And, I think someone like Cody Rhodes is a guy that never really got a chance to show what he could do on every level. And these guys that write stuff out, the script writers and these guys that write out your promos, it works, and I have a lot of respect for all the guys like John Cena that can remember 5-6 page of dialogue, that they hand you just before you walk out, and you go out there and pull it off, but I mean, I don't know. I like the business when guys like Roddy would go out there and just make it up as they went out there. It was so natural, and it came across so much more honest. And, I think today a lot of the interviews in wrestling seem scripted because they are.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, that is gonna bring us to an end here of this very abbreviated teaser of what you could expect for Bret Hart Radio. Of course, every week now, coming to you from the Podcast Arena and Yahoo Sports Radio, Bret Hart Radio is the place to be to hear all of the thoughts from the Hitman Bret Hart, WWE Hall of Famer, as well as his sons Blade and Dallas as well. Guys, all you have to do is go over to iTunes, subscribe to Bret Hart Radio. You're going to get Bret Hart's Sharpshooter podcast on Tuesdays. On Fridays, we're going to be digging into the vault with the Hart Family Vault. And, of course, the much-teased now Hearts on Sports podcast, which I guess, Dallas, it sounds like you're going away here for a little bit, right? We're not going to see you for the month of June, correct?
Yeah, I'll be taking off at the end of the month, going to ride some elephants up in Thailand.
He's going to Thailand to sink the pink.
I don't know what that means, but...
either. I was just laughing because I didn't.
A lot of lady boys out there.
I'll be staying away from the lady boys. That's not that there's anything wrong with that. But
I did send Dallas a picture, by the way, before we recorded today. I got a pair of bright pink Zubaz pants in the mail today, and I'm so happy to have them. It's the way I celebrated the Bret Hart Radio. I was like, I'm getting bright pink Zubas, and they're just delight.
You need to get some black flames on the side, Nick. You'll be set.
Yeah, dude. I got my black
fanny pack.
I got my Blackhawks fanny pack. I've got my Blackhawks fanny pack.
You got a black and pink and polka dotted bandana.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to go to the distance. I'm already putting my Halloween costume together here in May right now.
Housman, that would make you the worst there is, the worst there was, and the worst there ever will be.
Thank you very much. That's our producer, TJ DeSantis, coming along with us for the ride here on Bret Hart Radio. I want to thank Paul Pitcher from Sharpshooter Funding and Brandon Strange from Yahoo Sports Radio and Gow Media, two guys that were very, very helpful in putting the Bret Hart Radio deal together and making this a reality out there for all the pro wrestling fans. We also want to thank WrestleZone.com. WrestleZone was very, very nice, helpful to us in the early stages of the Sharpshooter Show, helping to get Bret Hart's voice out there into the podcast arena. And making this a weekly thing for everybody there. We're very, very excited to get going, guys. Two shows a week, and then we're going to, looks like here at the end of June, early July, be bringing in another show as well. And we're working on specials, great guests, everything you could possibly imagine. Bret Hart Radio here on Podcast Arena, Yahoo Sports Radio. And, guys, we're getting going. This is very exciting now. This is, like, the real deal. We've got, like, for Yahoo,
Wow, that's a big thing. It's climbing a mountain.
Absolutely. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you here another time on Bret Hart Radio.
All right, take care, guys.
The preceding podcast was a TJ DeSantis production. Comments, questions, and inquiries can be directed to DeSantisProd@gmail.com.